Hello, Robbie.
Hey, how you doing?
105.7 KLZZ, Reno's Classic Rock. We're talking to the man, the legend, Robbie Krieger of the Doors. Wow. How are you, Robbie?
I'm an open door today.
You have a couple of really exciting things to talk about. One is the big revisiting the 50th anniversary deluxe edition, the Doors Morrison Hotel, which was an actual hotel in Los Angeles.
Well, it was, and they're actually rebuilding it to be a really high-end hotel now, and they're going to have a whole Doors exhibit in the lobby and stuff, so it's going to be pretty cool.
There's also a comic book coming out about the Doors at Morrison Hotel.
Yeah, it's not out yet, I don't think, but it's coming out.
Yeah, that looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, we've never had a cartoon book about the Doors yet, but we'll see how that goes.
But let's talk about this 50th anniversary deluxe edition Morrison Hotel. Wow, I'm looking at disc one, disc two, all the things that come with it to the LP.
There's a lot of outtake, you know, from some of the different songs. You can kind of see how the song would evolve that way, you know, by hearing that, you know, the outtakes. There's a couple from Roadhouse Blues, and on this one song, Queen of the Highway, there's like 10 different outtakes. Yeah. It's got a big booklet in there, too. It's really cool. It's got pictures of us at the original Hard Rock Cafe, which was right around the corner from the Morrison Hotel downtown L.A.
Really?
And, yeah, the original one was just a sleazy little bar downtown L.A., and there's a bunch of pictures of us in there in the booklet.
We're talking to Robbie Krieger of the Doors' 50th anniversary deluxe reissue. Now, Robbie, you've got some new music coming out. The Ritual begins at sundown.
Yeah, so it came out a couple weeks ago, actually. It entered at number 5 on the jazz chart, I think.
Cool. Well, you know, Peace Frog, which is off of Morrison Hotel, Peace Frog, you did a reimagining of Peace Frog and called it War Toad on an album you put out a couple years back called Cinema.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like a remix of Peace Frog. So we got the 8-track, you know, master. Mm-hmm. We took various little parts and kind of did a remix with it. And I put some new guitars on it.
Yeah.
And it worked out pretty good. They played it here in L.A. for quite a while.
Oh, we played it here. We all miss Jim, but in the short time he was here with us, he really shed some interesting influences, and his shadow still casts itself over America and rock and roll. Take us back to Venice Beach. Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Pacific Palisades, which is right near Venice, you know.
Yeah.
Just a couple miles up the coast. You know, a lot of the people from UCLA stayed in Venice because the rents were real cheap there.
Yeah.
And it was right by the beach, you know, kind of nice. In those days, Venice was real sleepy little town. It was, wasn't like it is today.
Yeah, well, it became a big thing, partly maybe because of the legend of the Doors. But those early days when you guys started playing music, you know, I'm sure that you really were looking forward to, you know, get out in there and playing live in front of people and playing music. But was there ever a thought in your head that you'd be, and I would be sitting here today in 2020 talking about, you know, there's still such a hunger and thirst for the Doors, such a revered and loved band, as some have called the greatest American band ever in rock and roll.
That's what I call them.
Yeah.
Well, no, I never in my deepest dreams would ever have thought that it would have lasted this long, or, you know, people would still be into the Doors 50 years later. Crazy.
Take us back to that moment on the Ed Sullivan Show. Ed Sullivan says, he says to the band, listen, I want you to change the lyrics a little bit. And what happened?
We thought he was joking, you know, because, I mean, it was so silly. It was like, you know, can't get much higher, you know, what's so awful about that? You know?
Yeah.
So we really didn't take him seriously, and him just went out there and did the song like he normally does.
What I always liked about you is that you went the extra mile and fit in every little riff and hook and chop that you could to really dress up the songs. I mean, you know, when you think about the guitar with the Doors, it's just one of those underlying themes that was always so strong.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. You know, most people think of the Doors with the organ, you know, Ray Manzarek and Morrison, but I think as time goes on, more people notice the guitar.
It was me as a young boy. It was me as a young boy with my silver tone guitar from Sears that my parents got down at the Sears in Glendale that I was trying to go bump, ba dun, da dun, da diddly, dum, ba dum, ba dum. You know, I was learning all those riffs.
I had a Sears. That's what I used on Moonlight Drive.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't mine. Ray's brother had this silver tone, and I used it for a slide.
Wow. Well, yeah, because the strings were always so far off the neck. It was set up for slide from the store.
Exactly.
Robbie, man, God bless you, and thanks for stopping in with us here on KOZZ.
All right, man. Thanks, Max.
Bye.